Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I'll call it an experience. This morning, prayer line. It's a love experience. Welcome to your love experience this morning. We're going to get started by praying. Beautiful song. I want to hear it speak to my heart one more time. I know I've been going and playing these songs. Baby, you know what? There's just so many beautiful songs to say, huh? Would you see you here and talk to me? Sometimes you just need to have to speak to your heart.
Never go on.
Hard Lord. It's Donnie McCluskey. And you're tuned in to the Love Journey. The Love Journey, they call it a prayer line, but it's more than a prayer line. It's a love experience. Welcome to your love experience this morning. I am Jeanine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, your transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, radio host, vision board counselor, and I am so pleased to be here and be at your service and to be in this space with such amazing people like you. We're going to get ready and turn within. And as we tune in to that one mind, one presence, we're going to take deep breath, because we know that breath is our connecting power to our source. And every time we breathe the breath of God. Let's breathe, family. Let's breathe deeply. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want us to take in a deep breath in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And breathe into the heart. And breathe deep into the diaphragm. And release the breath through the mouth. Let's breathe, family, as we become still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Thank you, God. The power of the breath. Be still and know that I am, that I am. Breathe, family. And release. Last time, family, breathe. Release. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Divine Mother, Father, God, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, divine, precious Holy Spirit. Infinite One. The One that is known by many names. But recognize that there is really only one power, one presence in this whole universe. And in this prayer, on this line, and in this right now moment, we recognize you as God. We recognize you as good, the omnipotent, knowing that everywhere you are, we are. And in the fullness of God, we are present. Knowing that there's not a spot that you are not. So as we come and invite and invoke the presence of our higher mind self, the higher consciousness God, Goddess energy, I ask that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be absolutely acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, consciousness of Christ. Come, beloved, I am higher mind self, and allow me to speak from that greater version. Allow me to speak from the presence of my higher mind self, asking you to remove all of me, Holy Spirit. Asking you to remove any human created thought, any human created ego, that I may come empty and filled by the presence of my I am God, Goddess energy. Come in the I am presence, that I may speak the words of this prayer from the presence of my higher God, Goddess consciousness. Come and speak these words. Come and anoint this line with a fresh anointing. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint this line with fresh revelation. New wineskins, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our hearts today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. In this right now moment, as we surrender to the presence of you, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, I'm asking you to come and bless those who had a mind to come, God. Bless those who had a mind to be here, God. Bless those that wanted to be and couldn't be, God. I'm asking you to bless this line and expand it that the world will come to know the love journey in ways that will even blow my mind, Holy Spirit. I'm asking for an Ephesians 3:20 blessing over our life today, God. I'm asking for a blessing, God, more than we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless somebody today, God. I'm asking you to bring a healing over our land today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and send your angels out on assignment for each and every one of us, that today our angels will go before us and pave, God, our way with ease, elegance, and grace. Lead us, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, our higher mind self, and lead us in the way. Guide us in the way. Show us the way, Holy Spirit, and bless our ways today, God, that we will walk and tread our feet upon holy ground, God, that our feet shall be so anointed, Holy Spirit, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon blessed ground, God. Oh, they shall know us by our light, God. They shall know us by our name, Holy Spirit. Come, God, and send your blessings upon us today, God. I'm asking you to bless our hands, God. Oh, as we invite and invoke our higher mind, we ask you to touch these hands and anoint them, that everything we touch, God, oh, Holy Spirit, will turn not only gold, but platinum gold. Oh, Divine Mother, Divine Father, come and bring forth our alchemy energy, the ability to form the formless, the invisible into the visible world, God, giving us our power. Let us walk in that authority, recognizing that we are God, Goddess energies, expressing our God, Goddess energy each and every day as an individualized expression of the Creator. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for these body temples that you have given us to walk around to express our God, Goddess energy. We give thanks that every molecule is in agreement with the truth of who we are. We give thanks that every muscle fiber and every organ is returning to its highest vibratory space, that it shall operate in its wholeness, its perfection, and its truth, Holy Spirit. We ask that every cell in our body is cleansed and renewed today, and that any information, data, or stories that we have been conditioned to believe, Holy Spirit, is released from our DNA pattern in this right now moment. In this right now moment, we are released, and we're seeing it released from our bodies right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and release it from our DNA. Release it, Holy Spirit, as we call forth the angels, the archangels, to cleanse every cell in our body. Come, higher mind consciousness, and move every cell into an agreement right now that we can speak to these cells, that they will move right now. Every molecule in our bodies will get into agreement of our perfection, our wholeness, and our complete. Somebody need a physical healing shall receive it in this right now moment, God. I give thanks that every molecule is healed, Holy Spirit, that it's returned to its highest vibration just by speaking the word, Holy Spirit, and that any words that we speak toward our body shall be good and only good, Holy Spirit, that we send goodness into this body temple in this right now moment, that any pain, anything that is showing up as lack or anything that's not the truth right now is released, Holy Spirit. Lord, that you have given us the mastery, Holy Spirit, that we are the divine ideas and the divine mind of God and the power to heal and the power to transform every cell in our body is within us right now. We are the healing power of our Christ consciousness. We are the healing power. I am the healing power of my Christ consciousness. I am the healing power, and God is my help. God is my strength. God is my only understanding of source in this right now moment of healing, of joy, of success, of financial blessings. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us be so blessed in this right now moment, God. I'm asking for a covering over this call this morning, God, that we may be so covered this morning. Oh, Holy Spirit, we will raise the vibratory energy of this call in this right now moment, God, that we will feel the presence of your love as we make manifest the glory of you and understand and get into agreement with the relationship with our money as we center our mind right now. As we center our mind in the oneness, recognizing that there is only one soul, many avenues to reach and magnetize our money energy, but there's only one source. And today, Holy Spirit, we get into complete alignment with our money flow as we hear Ayana Linzai.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Good morning, family. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of the universe. Good morning to our most beneficent, angelic family. As we invite and invoke the power and the presence of the angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the power and presence of the archangels. Come, archangels, good morning, as we invite and invoke the power of our ascended masters. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, ascended masters. Come, as we invite and invoke the presence of our beautiful spirit guides and master guides. Come, spirit guides and master guides. And as we stand in homage, coming as one, standing as many, oh, coming in homage to those who left a legacy to our ancestors, we pay homage this morning. Good morning, Miss Anastasia Matheson. And to all our known and unknown ancestors, we pay homage, thanking them for the legacy that they left and the work that they done and left that legacy called us to move it forward. We thank you, Holy Spirit, ancestors, we thank you. And as we stand in honor of our descendants, in gratitude for those who will come behind us, we send blessings and prayers into the descendants that will come to the planet on our behalf and be blessed by the work that we do today and the prayers that we pray. We give thanks. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my brothers and my sisters. Love, love, love to the gods and goddesses. Peace to the kings and queens. Hello, my multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires this morning. Good morning, good morning. As I speak life over you, good morning. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, your radio host, vision board counselor. I come before you today with such gratitude. This is the love journey. And yes, the love journey is known as a prayer line, but I say it's more than a prayer line. It's an experience, a love experience. So this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome to the love journey. Welcome to your love experience today. And so as we move into our experience, I just want to remind you that it's all about love. So I invite Jackie, also our money coach, our love coach, and just come on in and just move us into that space of love and singing our love song this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you so very much for your beautiful prayer. I love your prayers. Thank you so very much. It is so heartfelt, spirit-filled. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I honor you.
I honor you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for just thank you for being you, Jackie. Thank you for just being you, just being amazing, just showing up. Thank you for teaching us and reminding us how to love.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being an example of that.
How to love.
That's what I think when I think about you.
There's something about,
love. All right. We got to get back to the... You tuned in to the love journey. Let's sing a love song. You know, I get caught up in music.
Oh, yes, yes. I am so full right now. Oh, my God. Thank you so very much, family. Oh, my God. You know what we do at this time, family. This is where we plant that seed of love, and we sing it. We shower it with our love song. I love myself so much. Point to yourself. Hold yourself so that I can love you so much. Point out there to someone, even if you're just looking in the mirror. Point to yourself even in the mirror so that I can keep on loving you and you can keep on loving me, because it's all about love, family. And we have so much love on this line that I feel it just overflow so that we have so much to share, so much to give to others. So come on, family, unmute your phones by pressing *6. And I forgot to say good God morning to the Love Journey family, our Blog Talk Radio family. Let's do it on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love me so much. Oh, yes. So you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes. Come on. I love myself so much.
So much.
Oh, yes.
So much.
And you can love me so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. That time. Come on. I love
myself so much.
So feel it. Yes, family, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it's all about love. And we are all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right, Z, I just want you to come back in. Thank you, Jackie. You know, I remember when Queen Z told us about this song. Well, she told me about it. I was like, wow, we should sing it. And she was like, no, I don't want to sing it. I just want you to know. You are such a blessing to the planet with your gifts. You're willing to share. You're willing to be who you are and let the world know, and always willing to share tools that will make people better, like this song. You don't know how many people call me and say this song blessed them and how many people are singing this song, how many children are singing this song just because you brought it to the Love Journey. Today, I just want to honor you, too, and say thank you.
Thank you so much, my beautiful queen. I appreciate hearing that. It warms my heart, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you would not allow me not to continue to move forward with it. So thank you so much, because of you, so many others are being blessed. So I'm appreciative. I think I learned this song in my Unity Church. And I just want to thank Unity for bringing it to me and for the beautiful soul who wrote it and allow it to be a blessing all over the world. So thank you. And let's keep singing, family. Let's keep singing that to ourselves and others. And it's so beautiful. I do love myself so much. Thank you, Lady Love, for honoring me. I appreciate you. God bless you.
Well, let me just tell you this. Because of this song, I just put in my paperwork to create a I Love Myself line of T-shirts. It is so amazing, the beautiful T-shirts. I'm praying that they all be here.
Oh, my God.
They are so beautiful, the love and the little red hearts and how they're going to look on the T-shirts. And I was hoping to surprise you guys at the Sunrise Service, but since you all won't be here, I'm just letting you know there will be a line of I Love Myself T-shirts. Awesome.
Awesome.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yes. Fantastic.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's how you keep the love growing and keep the love flowing. Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. So we'll have our own special line of I Love Myself T-shirts.
When are they going on sale? When
are
they going to start on sale? Oh, my God, I'm excited.
They're going to be, I was going to surprise you all, but you all won't be at the Sunrise this year, so they'll be at the Sunrise Service. I just sent in all the paperwork, the money and everything for, and the design for the T-shirts, but they're going to be here. We got some that say love is the cure, love is the answer, some that just say love, but they're all beautiful. And the only thing I forgot to get was Love Journey. So I'm looking to see if we can get some Love Journey with some crystals on it, too. So we have the Love Journey T-shirts as well. But they're beautiful. I even have some T-shirts coming that say I am worthy because I am being paid to come to North Carolina August 21st weekend to speak, and I'm speaking on You Are More Than Enough. So I have T-shirts that say Born to Be Rich, I Am Worthy, and some books that I'll be selling at their event there too. So it's really interesting. I'm excited. But it all comes from the I Love Myself line.
You are the bomb.
Oh, my
girl.
God.
That's what's up.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That is beautiful. Thank you, God. I'm so blessed and grateful and can't wait to get my T-shirt.
Yes!
And I can't wait till we're all together with our T-shirts on and we're standing somewhere singing I Love Myself in this opportunity that people are loving themselves and they'll be wearing it on their T-shirt saying I love myself. And it'll be a movement, a love movement that we will be creating right here from the Love Journey to remind people the importance of love, because love is the only answer to what we're seeing in this in our communities today. Love is the only answer to the what we when we speak to what's going on in our communities, and we see we got to get back to love. We got to get back to the truth, and love is the only truth. Love sees no color. Love doesn't care about all the other stuff. All it does is see what love is, and that's what I love about love. It's only love, and so that's what the movement is all about. And we
bring your tea. I'm sorry. I was telling Jackie and everybody on the East Coast, if you want me to bring your T-shirts back, we can meet. I need to come to Baltimore when I come back so I can be the post office if you like.
All right. Well, I don't want to waste my time because it's already 6:33, but that's, I just wanted to honor you. Thank you so much, Z. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you, Jackie. And we're going to bring in Mama Joy so she can do what she do with the reading. And then we're going to bring in our co-host, our beautiful, amazing Chesley Wells. Good morning, Reverend Mother Joy Segal Ramsden, Queen Mother.
I declare. You guys got me smiling. It's wide as this room that I'm in. I could just see the shirts traveling on Rosa's back like the Pony Express. Traveling on a motorcycle. See, I'm delivering love on the back of a motorcycle. On a love journey.
That's a great start. I'm delivering love.
Yes, honey, it's out. If it was a Pony Express, and that is Rosa J.
Oh, my God.
Well, I declare I was going to say it was such an honorable day, but now it's honorable, and the Love Journey turned to humor. Hello, good morning, Love Journey family, Block Talk Radio listeners and family. Oh, God, what a day. You know, this is really an official countdown day, July 29th, because in 10 days it'll be here. And coming Monday, we'll be in the month of August. So we're closing out July this month, which has been our...
There's something about...
Conference is being recorded.
Morning, the writer says, let it go. Let it go. So we're going to let go all of these anxieties, let go all of this hate, let go all of these restrictions, let go all of these hindrances, huh? Oh, my God, and just be who God desired for us to be born to be. So she writes, she says, your piece of the rock, let it go, let it go. In the movie Frozen, the title song presents the ostracized Queen Elsa. Y'all remember that? Everybody was singing Frozen. Let it go, let it go. Who abandons her kingdom when her magical ability to create and control ice, her magical ability to create and to control snow is discovered by the public. What are your magical abilities, little God children? Up in the mountain, Elsa, away from the confused and suspicious onlookers, she realizes that she no longer needs to hide her abilities. And so she declares herself free from the restrictions she has had to endure since her childhood. Come on, ain't nowhere to hide, don't hide no more. So Elsa, she rejoices in being able to use her powers. She rejoices because now she's able to use these powers without fear, without limitations, without resisting, you know, just, and she learns to let go her past. Elsa discards the various items, including her glove, which held back her powers. What are you covering up? Or what's covering up you, keeping you from letting go of your powers? Remember, she discarded also her tiara, which kept her braided hairstyle from unraveling. All these restrictions, little Jesuses, let it go. Discarding the items symbolized Elsa's newfound freedom. Come on, love journey. Let the love flow. There'll be times when we, like Elsa, you and me too, we've got to go into a high state of consciousness, into the mountains of our mind, the mountains in our consciousness, the mountains away from all, hallelujah, and know that we were born to be free and to let it go, and to fully realize that our blessings and our power to control our environment, and one step more, to create our environment. The support of scripture is Genesis 32:26, as Jacob said this, as he was holding on to the angel on that ladder. I will not let you go unless you bless me. I will not let you go unless you bless me, God. Now it's time. Let it go. Let it go. Count down. Day 10 for the sunrise service. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Love Journey. Just let it go. Good morning. On you too, love lady, lady love.
Oh, wow. Thank you. All right, we're going to keep this love experience moving. We went past a little bit more than I expected, but hey, we are in the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I honor and thank you, Mother Joy, Sigan Lamza, and we're going to bring in our amazing gift to the planet. I tell you, I love this powerhouse. I just love her. I love her fire. Good morning, Chastity.
Good morning, Goddess. Good morning, Love Journey. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, powerhouse.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good morning. So, yes, that was some good energy y'all was flowing in this morning. So, it's all good.
Yes, yes.
So we keep moving in our book that we started in, the Overcoming Under Earning by Barbara Stanning. Last week we left off in chapter 2, where we actually are looking to find out if you are actually an under earner and what those descriptions really are. And by definition, again, she said, a definition of an under-earner is one who earns less than their potential despite her need or desire to do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Under-earning is not the same as voluntary simplicity. So that's not the person who chooses to live on less, but which is a conscious choice to live on less in order to create a simpler and a saner life. An under-earner is not the same as a mindful low-earner, which is someone who enjoys her work because it feeds their soul and provides adequate income. Under-earning is a condition of deprivation in which your emotional and physical needs are not being met. So I just wanted to remind us of what we're really talking about here as far as the under-earner. because anyone could truly be an under-earner, because what we're really talking about is really not walking in your potential, your God-given potential and purpose. So just to recap over the first few that we went over, the 10 traits of an under-earner, we talked about under-earners talk as if they are trapped. Under-earners give their power away.
Mm.
Under-earners crave comfort.
Mm.
And remember, change is rarely comfortable. Then we left off with under-earners are self-sabotagers.
Woo.
This caused a lot of conversation last week. Because it gave a lot of us time to reflect, and people even share personal stories how they had to put the book down at this moment. And I understood that because I remember being there as well and constantly still looking at myself, looking at how do I grow and making sure I'm not self-sabotaging my own efforts. So these are very personal things that you may see in yourself. It may not, excuse me. It may not always feel that great when you see it at first, but like my mom always say, something my granddad used to say, you can get through it if you just stand and pull. It was something like that. So, I just know you got to hold on through your own trial. Just hold on. If you hold on and you can stand and pull, you'll make it through. So it's something like that. I just know to hold on. That's all. I think about a life vest every time. So. When it gets uncomfortable, just hold on, and God will truly see us through it. But we have to be prepared to move out of the condition of being an under-earner. So this week we pick up back on page 34, where we talk about under-earners are codependent. So this is the next trait of an under-earner. Under-earners are codependent. People who don't value themselves easily slip into codependency, putting everyone else's needs before their own. While it may sound noble, taking care of others at your own expense is anything but admirable. Codependency creates victims. It's like one lady said, it's like she had a sign on her to say, use me. Mm-hmm. She dropped everything she was doing for someone else, and then she had no energy for herself. And the book concluded on talking about this is the kind of thinking that isn't only limited to nonprofits, but it's the typical mindset of most under-earners. Attending to everyone else before taking care of yourself is a form of self-sabotaging, and it has been known to destroy careers, if not lives. And I'm sure you can attest to that, being a life and a transformational coach, Janine, how people, how many of us self-sabotage because of codependency of some sort.
Girl, I can attest to it, not just being a, but for living it, for doing it the wrong way in the beginning, for not understanding that I was important enough to love me and honor me and put me first.
Mm.
I'm just right here, so you preach it right now. So I'm.
Good morning. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. Hey, good morning. Somebody else speaking?
Yeah, this is your mommy.
Hey, Mom, good morning.
You know, this book is just right on point, just being able to face these issues, because at first when we started doing the book, I looked at it, oh, I'm not an under-earner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much resistance to this because I was like, this doesn't apply to me. But as I continue to read, it's like, oh, my God, it's really talking about me for real. So as we move forward, codependent was an issue that, you know, you just can easily have, especially when you're working in social services. You have to really work on that because you do wear this sign of using. But I never related that to under-earning. I always related to just being a part of who I am. But I'm just excited. We're going to see where this ends up. And you all have a good end of saying chapter to this. If you can stand the pull, God will pull you through.
There you go.
Can you say it one more time? I missed it. My phone was something.
I said, if you can stand the pull, God will pull you through.
All right. That's a tweetable one, so I got to tweet that out.
I think that's really super, and I think that's really, really super. You know, and to piggyback on Chastity's mom, I declare, you know, it's one thing to we have a discussion, but it's a self discovery experience. You know, I'm just coming to the realization as I've been listening to this, is that we're coming out of a culture. This is a cultural experience. This is a culture that has captured us, and it was a norm. And until you expose yourself to this thought and the truth, as Jesus said, you don't know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And you can actually admit and see that it's a culture. It's bigger than you and me. We've been raised in it. And it was okay because everybody was doing the same thing. And now you realize that God's got a bigger world for us than that. And we're here with this love journey, creating a new culture. Hello, overcoming this under-earning. And that's it. We're being liberated from a culture, a captivating culture that was full of norm. And he says, no, let it go. Never no more.
Amen.
Let it go.
Amen. Okay. That's good. Yeah, it's definitely, we are definitely coming out of it. And I think codependency is one of those things that a lot of women, and like my mom said, even in social work especially, or in any servitude type of work, we forget to put ourselves first because, yes, you still can be there for someone else, but you still must honor yourself first. So that's the beautiful thing about this is us learning this and going through it. Another thing that I really wanted to point out as well is I know, and I'm just bringing this up, Mom, just because we did have a conversation, but as we were going through and we were talking about the book last night, my mom and I, she did express that, you know, she wasn't exactly where we were at because, you know, she's really actually doing the work and it's taking time, you know, to really do a lot of self-analysis. So I'm just bringing up that point to remind anyone else who actually has the book, it's okay if you're not exactly on the same page that we are on. It's just we're doing this as a forum just to keep the conversation moving, but definitely still feel, you know, still enjoy in the conversation. However, I still encourage you to keep up with the pace that you're going to make sure that you're actually getting the work done at whatever speed that you're doing it. Because I know when I first read this book, there were times in the book that I had stopped for like 2-3 days or a week because it took me that long to really digest the process and allow myself to really look at everything, like certain points in the book, and I was just like, oh my God. And then as I allow God to really reveal it to me, and if you bold enough, I mean, honestly, not even if you bold enough, but God will reveal it to you every day in your life. But just stay open to the process is all that I'm saying. So I say all of that to say that it's okay if you're not on page 34, 35. The most important part of us doing this is making sure you do the work. Do the work. That's the most important part. Do the work. It's not about us just getting on a line and, you know, all of that's cool and that's great, but it's really about doing the work. That's where the real transformation comes in at, is each and every one of us honestly doing the work. That's how we're able to really have true dialogue and heartfelt changes within our own lives. So I just really wanted to point that back out, and just in case anybody else, it's like, yo, I haven't made it there. I'm still on page 20. That's cool. I honor most that we're actually doing the work. So, and I know there are certain points in the book that even for myself, I had to stop. So moving on.
Well, you know, since you brought me out on Front Street like that.
No, Mom.
I just want to go back a little bit to why I felt the resistance in the first place, because when they start talking about who is and isn't an under-earner, I was thinking about myself as being voluntarily simplicity. And then when I read what that really was, making a conscious choice to live for less, that's not really who I am. So then I had to own it and say, okay, I'm really an under earner. So I had to embrace that and to understand that even though I had to resist the understanding, so that's where I am really in the book. So as you all move on, I'm keeping up, but yet I'm still absorbing some things as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of it, Mom, like we were talking, and I just wanted to just to remind other people, that's the beauty in of us all is just sharing. So never to put my mom on rest, but just to use the story to be able to bless somebody else and help somebody else along the path and the journey. Because it was the same thing, like we all find things in it, and I didn't consider myself that. And when I got the book originally, it was never to be a workbook for me. I just wanted to get the 5 steps and keep it moving. This book took me longer to read than any book I can recall. So, and it was because it was so much personal work involved. So I think it's awesome. I definitely think it's awesome for everyone on the line. So the next point that
I just want to pause a moment just to say I just love this mama-daughter stuff. Now, if I just had my mama to have a conversation with, oh, my God, I just say kiss, 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 bless, bless, bless. Love you both. That's what this love journey is about. But you got your mama and your mama got you. Ooh-wee. Love, love.
That's
cool stuff. Yes, it is.
That's truly a blessing, truly a blessing, because it gives us a wider range of things to talk about so she doesn't want to go to bed at night. So, yeah.
So it also helps loosen the fears that some of us have in communicating with our moms. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, is that you can come together, because there are things I just could not bring to the table ever with my mom. And just listening to you, Lady Janine, are you seeing what you're doing here? Oh, Lord. Now, this opens me up to say, look, daughters, this is the deal. It's this love journey is work. I just love it. I'm sorry. It's hard. I just had to say that. Oh, my God. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Let it go.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
all
yes.
Right.
Well, I just want to interject. I always tell Chastity she a powerhouse, and I love, love, love her interaction with her mom, interaction with her daughter, her brothers, and how she interacts with so many people. This girl, Miss Wells, birthed a powerhouse, which means Miss Wells got to be a powerhouse herself. So these two powerhouses right here, I am so blessed to have, be in their presence and watch them interact in so much love. And It is beautiful, and I just want to reiterate what Joyce said. It is absolutely beautiful to watch you guys interact together. All right, goddesses, you all rock that every Friday morning. We love y'all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's awesome. See, Mom, it's been worth it all, the whole journey. So... All right, so we got under earners live in financial chaos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so when they ask people why do they have to come to the seminar, the typical reply is, I'm tired of working so hard and I have nothing to show for it. Perhaps the biggest fear under earners have about earning more money is that they'll have no life or that they'll be working all the time. What an irony. No one works harder or longer hours than an under-earner.
Say that again.
Take Carrie, for example. She's a single mom. She works 2 jobs, putting in a minimum of 12 hours a day. My life is ridiculously complicated. I'm working nonstop. I can't afford to hire anyone to fix my dishwasher or even clean my house. I have to do it. I spend all of my free time driving around looking for things on sale. At some point, the truth dawned on her. You know, it's a lot harder being an under-earner than a high-earner. Yeah, that was powerful. The next point that looks like we'll be able to bring in real quick, number 8, was under-earners are vague about money and success. Now, this is something that we talk about a lot on the Love Journey, is being clear. Under earners use the same method of managing their money as they do to make most decisions in their life, by avoidance and delusion. They often have no idea how much money they have, how much money they earn, how much money they owe, or how much money they need. They operate by wishful thinking instead of strategizing and negotiating as high earners do. This was a big note for me, guys. I know I made for myself, just becoming very crystal clear on where I'm at, what I desired, and what I actually needed, because that was the only way to actually attract it. But as the book continued to point out, being vague about success eludes them. I often hear under-earners say, as this woman did, I'm smart. I'm good at what I do, yet I always am trying to get somewhere that I can't seem to go. I really don't know why. So one of the biggest things out of this point was definitely getting clear, as Janine always have been talking to us about. It's just being clear, being intentional, being clear. Another big point that I've seen also is under-earners are anti-wealth. One lady said, I don't want to make an obscene amount of money. So Barbara asked her, why is that? I never met a person with an obscene amount of money doing anything but obscene things. Oh, Lord have mercy. So one thing that we can point out here is under-earners can be terrible snobs. They are oblivious and downright negative about people or money about money and people who have it. They dislike the wealthy, take pride in living on a shoestring, believe that it's virtue in being poor, and criticize those who focus on their finances. So that's something we do have to pay attention to if you have one of those character traits as well. And then lastly, under-earners are controlled by fear. They're afraid of success. They're afraid of failing. They're afraid of rejection or being judged or people liking them or not liking them because of their money. My God. They're afraid of the responsibility of having more and the possibility of losing it all. Some people are afraid to even address their finances because it's so grim and pointless, it'll throw me into a tailspin. And another said, I'm afraid of it that I'll see in my future and I don't change my patterns. So the bottom line is we won't be able to make any progress until we actually face our fears. But a lot of money under-earners are controlled by fear. And this really resonated with me as well because I remember feeling like this, and it took me going to one of those millionaire intensive seminars or something that Janine had talked to us about years ago, and I realized it was the responsibility and other things that came along with it that had me terrified as all get out to move forward, or feeling like people weren't going to like you because of your own success. And that's where the personal work and development and loving yourself and honoring yourself really come in at. And I'm only sharing that just to be transparent and just to really help other people realize that it's okay to feel those things. I went through the crying, the everything, loving on myself, embracing myself, healing my inner child, doing all type of work to really get past this point because that was a real crippling thing for me to accept where I was at, and that this fear was actually causing me to self-sabotage what I was really working so hard for. So I thank God for this book. This book really helped turn a lot of things around in my own life, how I show up in my life, and how I even spend my time in the relationships that I do cultivate as well. So anyone else wanted to say something? We are at the top of the hour.
Well, I'm excited about learning how to change those fears that I, have, first of all, embraced. So I'm excited and I'm open to moving on.
Wow. I'd like to read the testimony for this.
Yeah.
Whoever was speaking, were you complete?
Yeah, I was that.
Oh, that was Miss Wells. Thank you so much. I didn't want to, you know, stop. So this testimony, she says, I write this with tears in my eyes. She said, I've been a codependent for years. I've always seemed to attract men who didn't have jobs and kind of taking care of them all my life. And after reading this, I didn't realize I was a codependent. I don't know what to do at this point. Still with a man who really doesn't have a job. He in and out of work, in and out of having the ability to take care of his part. But now that I'm in awareness of what I am, I want to thank you, Chastity Wells, Janine Ingram, The Love Journey, and this book, because of all the times and things we've read and all the books, I never thought about myself as a codependent. Today, I pray for you all to help me know what to do in regards to being a codependent so that I can attract people in my life who take care of their part and not take care of mine. So today I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that I'm learning and being able to face even the good things that, and not so good things, I mean, that's I'm looking at it in myself right now and being honest and being able to be transparent about it. She said, I listen to you, Janine. I listen to you, Chastity. And I hear you all's transparency. And I'm like, wow, how can they be so transparent today? I'm not as transparent because I texted, because I didn't have the courage to say it out loud on the line, because I didn't want people to know it was me who was a codependent. But I do say that this is my start. I wrote it out, and I'm working to be different. Again, I say thank you, Chastity. I thank you, Janine. I thank you, Love Journey, for being the transformation conversation in my life.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, honey. Whew. Thank you so much for just saying that and honoring us all in our own faith. So whether you say it out loud to us or anyone else, Janine, I think you would agree with me. I think the biggest thing is talking to yourself first, admitting it to yourself first. That's the first step in admitting anything and growth and transformation. When I first read this book, nobody else knew I was reading this book. But that's where the healing came in, and I was able to really take away different nuggets in life. When I showed up on the love journey, all because I was really doing the work. So I honor you for even taking that step forward and saying that. So congratulations on your first step to overcome it under earning.
That is beautiful.
Did anyone have anything else they wanted to share since we're at the top of the hour? Nope. Janine, did you have any final words before I close out?
Oh, you know, I just want to say thank you, Chastity, too, for I believe that, you know, the healing that's taking place on the line is so powerful, and that a lot of times we don't. You may not. See, I get to see who's on the line, and you only hear the few people that I don't want to use courage because it doesn't mean nothing because you don't speak up, because it is an inner journey. It is a journey of self, and you don't have to speak up. But I just want you to know that I think a lot of people are getting blessed by your presence and by you standing in your courage to do what you've been called to do. And so I think a lot of people are being introspective and becoming healed and transformed because of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I just want to say thank you for saying yes, and thank you for every Friday showing up and doing you the way you do you. So that's my final word.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you all. I definitely do appreciate it, and I do receive it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so I just wanted to close out with these last words. And the good news is we brought out in the book that if you notice that all 10 traits that we just talked about of the under-earner are all self-imposed. everyone is something. Everyone is something we do to ourselves. So every one of those things are something that we do to ourselves. What we need to do is go back and reread each trait, and then we can see how every one is the result of a choice that we made. It's actually wonderful news. It creates the conditions for under-earners to occur, and then we also have the power to change them. Or as Barbara Christensen put it, I saw under-earner wasn't an out-of-control thing. Under-earning was my responsibility. I thought the coolest quote right here was super funny, and I just wanted to say it before I get a financial tip. It said, don't blame the floor if you can't dance. So I thought that was a good way to leave it on a good sense of humor, but also acknowledging that it is our responsibility. So avoiding it and still playing in a role of delusion is not how we become overcomers in our own lives. So my financial tip of the week is just a reminder right now, especially with everything that's going on, is making sure that we are protecting our family and protecting each and every one of our loved ones. The best time to actually get insurance for our loved ones is when a person is 14 days old. So people who are having grandkids, anything like that, before the mom goes back to work, make sure your grandchild has insurance. That is absolutely important. For a person, for a newborn, they can receive up to $30,000 of insurance for less than $10 a month, which is powerful. I think I've posted these things before and I've talked about it, but I continue to talk about it because it's very important. A lot of times grandparents don't realize that you could actually call me, as long as you know the correct spelling of your grandchild's name and their date of birth, we can set them up with a policy and you're the owner of that policy. I don't need a social. We don't need anything like that because as a grandparent, you are that child's parent. The cool thing about getting coverage for your grandchild this young, or even if they're at 15, you could still get them coverage as low as $6.90 a month. But the good thing about it, here's the good thing about it. At the age of 30, they're able to double this insurance without proof of insurability. Please understand how important this is, especially in the black and brown community. For anyone who's on the line who is not melanated, please understand that I'm not speaking against anything. I'm just speaking statistics at this point that a lot of times in communities where people in impoverished communities or of people who are of color, a lot of times our young men end up with felonies, and that is an uninsurable case. If you get something like this for your grandchild now at the age of 30, nobody can ever question him whether he's a felon. He's able to double his policy without any further question. What about if he finds out at the age of 33 he's a diabetic? There's nothing no one can do about it. Mutual of Omaha has to double the policy again. The age of 36, it can be doubled again all the way to the age of 39. So by purchasing a policy for your child while they're still a minor, by the time they're 39 years old, Janine and family, that child can potentially walk away with over $150,000 in a whole life policy that they're able to build cash value on and that will last them for the rest of their lives without any additional medical or background questions. Give the gift of love that continues to keep giving. Protect your family, and I'll be able to assist you. My name is Chastity A. Wells. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. Visit me also on my website at www.chastityawells.com. And on any social media link, I'm there as well. God bless you all. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to serve.
Chastity?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good God morning. Peace and blessings to you. I love you so much.
Thank
I love
you.
Your energy. I just
thank
love
you.
You. I love you. I love you. I have a quick question about the insurance. I just recently received a notice to go over my policy to see what it is that I may need at this time for my daughter. What is it that I should be looking for, or what questions should I be asking at this time? She is 17. She do have whole life, and at this right now moment, she's insured up to $50,000. So what is it that I should be looking for or asking?
That's definitely a great question, but I would want to ask a little bit more detail. And so if you can, Jackie, give me a phone call offline. I have a few appointments this morning, but I will be available. I have my last one this morning is at 11. I should be done about 11:30. So if you give me a phone call about 11:30, 12 o'clock, let's go over it together, and I'll give you a couple of questions to ask and see how I can be able to assist you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Chastity Wells. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and that was Chastity A. Wells, our financial guru, our insurance guru. And if you have any questions, make sure you do give her a call at 614-230-6600. That's 614-230-6600. That's Chastity A. Wells, family. That's the powerhouse. Financial gurus, insurance guru. That's my money queen. All right, family. I just want to remind you that when we under-earn and codependency, a lot of it has to do with loving ourselves, understanding our self-worth. You know, I used to say a lot on the line, when we build our self-worth, we build our network. And Brother Nuri call me out on it, and I didn't really know what to say at the time. He was like, your money don't dictate your self-worth and blah, 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 and he right. Your money is not your self-worth, but your self-worth builds your network. And if I had the language then, I would have said it then, so I stopped saying it because I didn't want people to think that how much money they had did dictate what their self-worth was. But what I realized is not your net worth that builds your self-worth, it's your self-worth that builds your network. And what do I mean by that? That means when we build our self-worth, when we understand our value, and we understand who's and what we are, what happens is we understand our value system in terms of money. And so when we understand that value, we won't be in dishonorable situations in terms of money. And so we recognize the value of exchange for exchange. Our gift deserves to be paid for. Our money and people in our life deserve, not to say that people won't go through changes in your life and you won't support them, but at some point they need to stand up and be the people that they're supposed to be. And when we codependency to people, we're not honoring ourselves, nor are we honoring the person that they are by allowing them to stand on their own 2 feet and doing what they need to do the work to share in their own gifts. So with that being said, I just want to say, remember to build your worth, your self-worth. Remember to honor and bless the person that you are. And remember that you are valuable and you're a gift, and you don't have to settle for anything when you know how valuable you are. And you are valuable, and you are a gift to the planet. And you deserve to have someone in your life that knows that. But first, you got to know it, because people treat you the way you treat yourself. When you don't find yourself valuable, when you don't honor yourself, then we find ourselves in things and relationships that don't always show up the way we would like them to. With that being said, I just want to remind you it's important to love the person you are. Love you, because love really is the answer. All right, so we're going to do our money, 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 money. It's time to speak to our money. It's time to build that relationship. So we're going to bring in that beautiful, amazing, and, you know, I've been calling her the money coach. Cause she come in and get us right straight. She do it just like how our Reverend Ike do it, and that's Jacqueline. Right?
Yeah. Feeling it?
Yeah.
Come on. Feel this money, y'all. Come on. Woo.
Money.
You called it already. Call it in. Call your money.
Call money.
Yeah. Come on, family. Let's unmute those phones. Let's keep the rhythm and the groove going, family. Call that money in. Call it in. Money. I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know you hear me. Money, I know you hear me.
money right here, right now. I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Cradle. Put
money.
Your name on it. Come on, family.
Money, right here and right now, I am telling you, you love you some Janine and Ingram. Woo! You love me.
Oh, money, you welcome in my hands. Money, you welcome in my pockets. Money, you welcome in my life all the time.
Yes, yes. Money, you are welcome in my hands. Money, you are welcome in my pockets. Money, you are welcome in my bank account and in my life all of the time.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms, all forms.
Ooh, I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms.
Oh, yes, I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and my mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and my mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
Ooh, and I open my heart and my mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, cash money, cash money flow to me.
Woo! I open my heart and my mind to cash money, cash money, cash money. Make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Love her, love her, love her. I love you, money.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, and money serves Jacqueline Valentina Cradle in divine right ways.
And I want you to know money is serving me in my divine right ways. Money is serving Janine and Ingram in divine right ways.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. Get together, lady. Now get together because we're about to call it out right here. Because money is wonderful stuff. And I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in my life. Yes.
Woo!
is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Affirmation for this is, from my abundant consciousness, money flows to me in tangible form. Let's do this together, family. From my abundant consciousness, money flows to me in tangible form. Yes, let's say it again, family. From my abundant consciousness,
money flows to me in tangible form.
Yes, family, you don't have to see the cash money. I got a whole wardrobe for $400 that did not come out of my pocket. That was money coming to me in tangible form. Get treated out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner anywhere. That's money being coming to you in tangible form. It's not always going to be that money coming to you in the cash, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, when you count up the cost of everything, wow, how abundant was you? Are you? We are abundant. Let's keep that in our consciousness, which is unlimited. Keep this truth, because this truth is unlimited, okay? Money is coming to us in tangible forms, tangible forms. And guess what? The same way it comes to us is the same way that we are able to share it and give to someone else, bless them, because it has come to us in tangible form. It could be a treat to a breakfast, to a lunch, to a dinner, to a movie, to whatever. It comes in tangible forms, not just for you, but for someone else too. Family, take this with you over the weekend and be encouraged with this. Namaste. Back to you, baby love.
All right. That was our money information. And I want to thank Jacqueline and Credo for leading us with such enthusiasm and love for Money, Money, Money. Money. Woo! All right. I'm just going to be a billionaire this weekend because I feel the money. I felt the money. I felt the money. That's how powerful the energy was on the call. Thank you so much, Miss Jackie, Jackie, Jack. Wow. Oof, what an exciting morning. Transparency. A whole lot of love. Wow, the love journey. You doing it, girl. Y'all doing it. Y'all doing it. Thank you, Jackie Jack, again, for leading us with such enthusiasm. Powerful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. And the more that I'm going over these affirmations, you know, I'm feeling it even more, and I'm accepting and receiving, and it's just powerful. Thank you so much, Lady Love, for introducing this to me. And I'm on it. That's all I can say. I'm on it, and I love it. It feels good. Thank you so very much. And thank you for allowing us to be able to express. Thank you for leading us and guiding us, and so that we can grow. And to the beautiful, amazing people that God has created us to be, you know, always putting God first. You know, thank you so very much for the way that you allow us to be able to express and grow. I love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jackie. I appreciate that. And, you know, that is an honor to allow yourself to be expressive, because you know what's powerful? Of all the affirmations I think we've done, I think this might be the one that really manifests for us, because it's in our feeling nature. You know, I hear people say the affirmations, but when you can say your affirmation and you can affirm with the feeling, then you can really bring it into your experience. And I think this is the one that has been the most filling and the most fascinating in our hearts. So at least maybe I just feel it the most. I don't know if it's just my imagination. But when we feel it and we bring it into our heart, you can do nothing but manifest, manifest, manifest. So with this affirmation and with the energy that we have been expressing this affirmation, I'm sure there's going to be some receiving some manifestation going on around here, because we've been really feeling that, and I can feel the feeling of the feeling. All right. Thank you so much. Again, I want to remind you that comes from Reverend Nike, that money affirmation, and when you have the feeling gets the blessing. I want to remind you, join us this 8th annual sunrise service to transform our minds right there on the lake on 39th Street Beach, August 7th, 2016. We will have a beautiful experience. Ray Silkman telling his story, how he went from homeless. Shelby Thomas, who owns a spa, talking about the importance of men getting self-care and a special presentation on self-care. It's powerful. You got to see this presentation. We got Ebony Amon Ingram and Deo Dance. Deo is a Swahili word meaning the joy of dance. Oh, yes, Deo, joy of dance. And she really brings it with joy. And she will be accompanied this year with some of her co-members of her group called Deo. Really excited about that. We got the Mime back. We got Joy's daughter, Pearl, Black Pearl, back by popular demand. And I just want to tell you, I'm excited about this year. King is going to lead us in a drum call, which I'm excited about. King Tisdale, y'all. So we got a lot that's going to be happening. It's going to be a special healing process, that ceremony that we're going to do for the men. And so King is going to lead us in that as well. So I'm excited that we're going to be gathering on a lake, celebrating the sacred masculine. And this annual service is a container for the spiritual power of forgiveness and healing and transport. It's a simple ritual created to assist us in reminding to forgive and to let go. And to remind us that the only person in the world that can change, that we can change, is ourselves. And if we want change, if we want to see change, change must begin within family. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Sunrise Service, the 8th annual, whether it's in spirit or in person. I'd rather have you in person, but if only I can have you in spirit, I am so grateful to have your spirit, your person, your prayers, your love, your donations, your whatever you decide to do. I want you to know from my bottom of my heart, from the presence of my soul in this right now moment, I am grateful. 8th annual Sunrise Service. Wow. Again, just want to remind you, this is our 8th annual, and I'm excited about it. I never thought I'll be here. Never thought 8 years of praying on the prayer line, this love experience, and 8 years of coming together on the lake. What a powerful thing. And I just want to say thank you, family, for the support, the love, and the wind beneath my wings. You don't know how many times you've been the wind beneath my wings when I wanted to say, girl, it's time to let it go.
Let it go.
I want to remind you to tune in to the Ultimate Manifestation call. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. Don't forget to tune in with Rosa J, Deepak, and Oprah. I just love saying that. That must mean she's going to be on stage with Oprah and Deepak one day, huh? Rosa J, Deepak, and Oprah every Monday through Sunday. Yes, every day. Doing a meditation, getting unstuck. Don't forget, Rosa J, Deepak, and Oprah. Yes, yes. Don't forget Love, Sex, and Nutrition tonight. All right, don't forget to tune in to the Love, Sex, and Nutrition show tonight. There, that's a powerful show. And I want to remind you, too, if you get a chance to listen, Ken Bensbong is going to be on. I don't know what he's going to talk about, because as a kid leaves now, so I don't know what she's doing differently, but she's not here, so I don't know. But I tell you, I'm sure it's going to be powerful. Ken Bensbong is very, 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 very powerful. All right, so make sure you tune in to the Love, Sex, and Nutrition, the Ultimate Manifestation, and somebody texted me, so let me make sure I didn't forget something, because, you know, sometimes, oh, I don't know, it didn't come up. So I just want to make sure you know that I love you. I appreciate each and every one of you all. And, oh, I know what else. If you get a chance, don't forget to let our girl, our wonderful sister who had a birthday yesterday. And I just want you all to send a lot of love, because she's been through a lot this year. She's overcome a lot.
And I want you to let her know how much you love her. So if you get a chance, she's not big on texting, so if you get a chance, give her a call. Our wonderful, wonderful prayer warrior, goddess, queen, guru, Naja J. Brown. Don't nobody shut it down like Naja J. Brown. So it was her birthday yesterday. I tried to call her all day yesterday. I didn't get it, but I'm sure she'd get my messages. I sang, I screamed, I celebrated her. So if you get a chance, give her a call. Let her know you love her. It was her birthday, yesterday. I love you, love you, love you. All right. You all have a great day and know that I, oh, you know what, and also have a great weekend. Oh, wow, you know, life just go by so fast. I didn't even realize we already on the weekend. And guess what? I got 1 week after this week, after Sunday. Y'all know I'm getting a little nervous the closer we get. All right, family, I want you to know today I love you. I always will, and nothing you can do about it. I won't stop, and I want you to go and let you know that you're always on my mind. So I'm going to play Kim. You're on my mind. You're always in my heart. Have a great, God bless, wonderful weekend. Know that you are loved.
Come running back to you and lay it all on the line, 'cause ain't nothing left to lose. Talking about the love of a lifetime. If we pride ourselves in love, we can believe our lies. Baby, love is on the run. Girl, don't you know that you can't hide? We can find our way, babe. I need you beside me. Hear me when I say, girl, you're on my mind. And I mean it, girl. I ain't too proud to be. When the feeling starts to burn, gotta get you out my head. Can we try to see the light of a brand new day, babe? Love will always win the fight. Come and rescue me tonight, girl. We can find our way, babe. Oh, I need your loving, girl. Baby, hear me when I say, girl. Hey, yeah. Every reality.
All right. See you Monday morning, family. Have a great weekend. Love you.